Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goltrudik, and after report on Justin Wasden, date of birth 12/15/1994, date of procedure July 3rd, 2024. Physician, Dr. Evgeny Goltrudik. Procedure performed is topical gastroenteroscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is weight loss, comma, bright red blood for rectum, comma, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, comma, abdominal pain in the left lower quadrant. Description and procedure. From 2015 period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible any missing lesions, tumor, serial constipation, patient brought to anesthesia, place in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lymphedema, gastroscope is induced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, junction, and esophagus. A retrospective is obtained of the cardia. Air was suctioned from the stem before withdrawal of scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position as a direct exam is performed. A well-lubricated lymphedema, colonoscope was induced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix or orifice in the cecal valve complex of Foltz. Period. Terminal is intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and rectum. Retrospective use obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston Bowel Prep score was graded as a 8.2-3-3, period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings, at upper endoscopy, the prostate and the esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 40 centimeters from bite block. Next line, there was evidence of a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema with antral erosions. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulbar erythema. This was biopsied for further evaluation. Next line, the duodenum otherwise unremarkable to D2 portion with the normal appearing ampulla. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, terminal ileum, comma last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation given the diarrhea. Random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation for microscopic colitis and other causes of diarrhea. Next line, there was evidence of left side of mild diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retrospection that were moderate in size and non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of rectal erythema versus a possible solitary rectal ulcer that was biopsied extensively for further evaluation and histology. Next line. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend trial of PPI daily for 8 weeks. Next line, follow-up biopsy of the rectum with solitary rectal ulcer. Recommend repeat flexig in 6 months for resolution. Recommend high-fiber diet with psyllium supplementation. Next line. Recommend addition of Miralax to keep stool soft as well. Next line. If hemorrhoids are bothersome to the patient, can discuss banding in the office. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you. Next line. Given weight loss, would recommend CT chest abdomen pelvis for further evaluation.